Morning, everybody. Thank you for coming up. I love the way you have, you all know what to do. You get the cushion down, you know right where to come. That's wonderful. This is your home, isn't it? Make yourself right comfortable. I'm wondering, I know you don't know me. I am a chaplain at a school, kindergarten through 12th grade. So I get to spend most of my days with kids, and that's a lot of fun. But here's a question I don't know. What? It's not. What about elementary?
Like high school.
Yeah, that's right. Kindergarten, elementary, middle school, high school, the whole stretch. Wonderful. Well, here's my question, because I haven't asked this of the kids at school, and I really don't know the answer. Are Transformers the toy? Do you know the Transformer toys? Are they still around?
Yeah.
They are?
Yeah.
Does anybody have a Transformer? You do. You have two. Okay, so what are they like today? Because they used to be like robots that then you could change into like a car or a boat or an airplane.
Still same thing.
Still same thing. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
So.
They're a guy, but then you can change into a vehicle and then a guy.
A guy and then a vehicle?
We have a transformer, and the transformer turns into a car.
Okay, so that's right. So it's the same. It's pretty much the same. My son used to play with a transformer, and his friends, they'd play for hours. And you know how old he is now?
No.
19. That's a long time. So these toys have been around for a while. But do you know, I mean, that's kind of cool to have the power to change something into something else, right?
Like a cycling.
Yeah. But today we heard a story about a transformer. Did you know that? Yeah, we just heard it in the second lesson. And in that story, it's Paul was speaking to the folks at a community called Galatia. And he was telling a story about a man who was, oh, he was so mean. The early people who began to believe in Jesus, he went after them and he threw them in jail. And he just said nasty things about them, and he sincerely believed that this Jesus was an imposter. And so he was doing the right thing. But one day he was walking down the road, and there was a blinding light, and he heard this voice, and it said, Saul, his name was Saul, 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 why are you persecuting me? And he's, whoa. Who's that? Because there was nobody there. The voice said, I am Jesus. I am the one you are persecuting. Believe in me. I have a mission for you. You are going to be my servant. Oh, Saul was just shocked. He didn't know what to think. And so he goes off. He actually becomes blind. He goes off to the town, and a prophet comes to speak to him and says, explains to him all about Jesus. And then Saul says, yes, I understand now, and I believe. He was completely transformed. His name even changed. Instead of Saul, he became, anybody know? He became Paul. And Paul is one of the greatest apostles of the early church. He went, his life completely changed. He went all over talking about the good news of Jesus Christ and the love that God revealed through Jesus to all people. That's a pretty powerful transformation. But that's what Jesus can do in our lives. And today, Jesus, of course, is no longer on the earth. But Jesus said, I will send my Spirit. And the Holy Spirit continues to be at work transforming our lives. So I think that's a pretty cool thing. And I think maybe we should close with a prayer asking God's Spirit to work in our lives to transform us into God's loving people. So let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we give you thanks for the transforming work of your Holy Spirit. And we pray that we will be open to its power within us and through us, revealing your love to all the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for coming up, everybody.